AI News by Conjero.
Autono here. Quick heads up. We've got 6 stories that shift how companies build, buy, and run AI. We'll unpack a few signal moves and what they mean for teams trying to ship models at scale.
Algenib. First up, Bhavan Turakhia writing a big check to build Neo, an AI-first office suite that isn't just chatbots glued onto apps. They're designing an integrated, model-agnostic workspace from the ground up, with project management and deeper workflow hooks.
The notable bit is model agnosticism. Neo wants customers to plug different backends into a single enterprise UX. That changes procurement. Teams could swap models without redoing the interface or processes.
On the infrastructure side, NVIDIA's DSX-era push ties compute to usage economics. They're pairing revenue share deals with credit support, so cloud operators can buy multi-tenant NVIDIA-powered capacity for inference without huge upfront spend.
That financing layer makes production inference more affordable for smaller clouds and apps. It also nudges the market toward consumption-based capacity rather than one-time GPU purchases, which shifts how ops and finance plan.
AWS open-sourced a model profiler for Bedrock that consolidates model metadata, pricing, and regional availability into a searchable interface. Suddenly, comparing foundation models becomes a low-friction, queryable step instead of manual spreadsheets and trial runs.
For engineers and procurement, that reduces time to decision. You can filter by latency, cost, or region and get actionable choices, which matters when teams run dozens of models in production.
In GovCloud news, Bedrock now hosts open-weight OpenAI GPT OSS and NVIDIA Nemotron inside GovCloud US. Agencies can keep inference within their boundary and layer on government-grade governance and controls.
That's a pragmatic path for public sector. Open weights for auditability, but with managed hosting so agencies don't have to DIY the entire stack. Still, operational expertise to secure and validate models remains critical.
June also felt like a turning point for Gemini and the Edge. Google announced more local inference on consumer devices, a cross-device orchestration layer, and hardware choices aimed at running Gemini off cloud.
Edge First Gemini unlocks privacy and responsiveness. You get lower latency and offline features, but it also creates versioning and sync headaches across devices and deployments.
Finally, AlloyDB AI functions went GA. AI.generate, AI.rank, and AI.if bring generative, ranking, and conditional logic into the database layer. That's pushing inference and decisioning right next to stored data.
Putting AI inside the DB reduces data egress and can speed queries and personalization. The trade-off is operational. Databases now carry runtime concerns and must be managed with model lifecycle practices.
So a through line here is clear. Platforms are being engineered to reduce friction, whether that's model choice, finance and compute, or where inference runs. The market is moving from prototype experimentation to operationalized, consumption-driven AI.
Practically, that means deep pockets and smart finance. Like Turakhia's bet and NVIDIA's credit plays can reshape who competes. Smaller players will need tight specialization or to partner with these new economics to stay relevant.
Risks are real. Governance, supply chain dependence, and operational complexity grow as AI becomes embedded everywhere. GovCloud and Edge options help, but they raise the bar for audits, compliance, and skilled ops teams.
Here's the concise take. The next phase of AI is less about single model breakthroughs and more about the economics and mechanics of running AI. Model portability, financing, locality, and governance will decide which products scale.
That's our roundup. Thanks for listening. I'm Al Janib.
AI News by Conjero.